Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
So we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you, you know, think that I'm very, very, you know, close to Dr. Oz and what he's doing politically and all that. And I'm not. I don't know how to reach out to his team. I'd love to get him on the show to talk to him. I'd also like to give him some advice on his campaign because I think he's making some critical errors. And apparently he made another error. This wasn't as bad as the crudité issue. Remember, he went into a grocery store. It's a pretty well-known chain. He mislabeled the chain, and if you live in the area, you would know the name. And then nobody knew what a crudité was. He says his wife wanted crudité. And I'm like, well, do you do takeout at a fancy restaurant for that? How do you do? Well, apparently it's a vegetable tray. It's like a vegetable, like a display of vegetables and dip. And so it didn't bode well. It didn't, you know, so now he did something which, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world, but he's getting himself caught into these little traps. So Dr. Oz, as you know, is running for Senate in a very, very critical Senate seat in Pennsylvania up against John Fetterman. I believe John Fetterman was the lieutenant governor or was it Attorney General? I forget. I'm sorry. I thought it was, yeah. Anyway, so he is up against John Fetterman. And Fetterman, yeah, Lieutenant Governor. We're seeing him in a hoodie. And rather than him being in, I guess, and maybe the stroke has left him uncomfortable with shirt and ties and things like that, he's wearing a hoodie. And interestingly, for those of us, if he wants to contrast with rich Hollywood, I have to admit, the hoodie thing might actually work in terms of that. And so when I saw that Fetterman was wearing a hoodie, I was like, okay, I see what he's doing here. That could be pretty shrewd in terms of, look, you know, I'm just talking to you guys. I'm not rich. I'm not rich Hollywood. I don't own multiple houses. I don't need crudité. One of you guys, I'm going to throw on a hoodie. I'm going to be comfortable. And we're going to actually get down to business. Now, I don't know much about his voting record. I don't know if he'd be a good senator. But it's a necessary seat for the Republicans based on what's been happening with Congress recently. And they need control of the Senate. So all eyes are on Dr. Oz from the Republican standpoint to make sure he hopefully can get this. Well, Dr. Oz was, I guess, on a Ruthless podcast this week, and he was basically criticizing what John Fetterman wore. And he said when he dresses like that, quote, it's not an accident. He's kicking authority in the balls, he says. He's saying, I'm the man. I'll show those guys who's boss. Now, that's not necessarily an insult, but now they're turning it into, well, he's actually complimenting them. So now you have all these, you know, on social media going, I was going to vote for John Fetterman, quote, unquote, I didn't need Dr. Oz helping. Like, oh, okay, good. That's exactly what we need. So Dr. Oz is getting himself caught into this game. And I told you guys early on, Dr. Oz is in a difficult position because he's a physician. And you can't be mudslinging a person with a person who had a stroke, right? What are doctors looked upon as? What are doctors supposed to be stereotypically as? And I'm not saying they have to be this, but if you're going to be a doctor and you're going to be Dr. Oz, then you want to play up the decades of education. decades of patient empathy, decades of understanding the psychology of people and what people need, fixing the woes of society, and making sure that Medicaid dollars and homelessness and all this is addressed. Now, Dr. Oz might be doing that, but when he tries to, as a very wealthy, sensationalized Hollywood doctor, even though he's not necessarily in Hollywood, but, you know, he's a celebrity physician, talks about crudité, then John Fetterman was like, look, in Pennsylvania, we call it a veggie tray. You're getting caught in these things. If you're going to insult a stroke victim on what they wore, it's going to go against you. What Dr. Oz needs to do is approach this like a physician would. Right? Physicians are not supposed to be biased, not supposed to mudsling. Don't become a politician. Dr. Oz should not be. You should be the Dr. Oz. And you know, maybe, you know, he might not be able to recoup this, but what I would do is, hey guys, look, you know, I'm not here to do Democrat, Republican, whatever. I'm here because these are the things that have to be fixed. I'm worried about the border. I'm worried about access to health care. I'm worried about our education. I'm worried about people not spending money on Whole Food because they have to on, you know, their tax rate and inflation. And so these are the things I want to fix. If it does end up being completely in line with the Republican side, then you guys know how I'm going to probably vote and you know where I stand. But I wouldn't be insulting. Let John Fetterman go after him and be insulting. You don't need to insult, you know, insult the other side. You know, a doctor isn't supposed to be mudslinging. He doesn't have to. He has decades of education, and he understands the cost of education. So he can make some very, very good points on what needs to happen with the educational system. He understands crime because he's seen gunshot wounds. He's taken care of. I know he's a cardiologist. Maybe he's been a little, but there's so many things he could do where he could look like the cool guy, because John Fetterman can sometimes have this bully attitude. And you not much, you know, and then say, look, I'm just not going to get into that. You know, as a physician, you know, we learn to respect everybody. And, you know, I mean, I'll defend myself against anything that he says that is wrong. But look, you know, this is what I want us to concentrate on. But if he's going to start going after dress, it's not going to work for him. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
This report is sponsored by Novartis. This September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month. Chronic myeloid leukemia, or CML, is often called the good cancer because over the last 20 years, with the introduction of new medications, CML has become more manageable. But despite these advancements, the CML journey doesn't turn out quite as good for some. Dr. Ehab Atala is a professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin.
If you look overall in studies, patients who are in chronic phase CML, 35%, one out of every three, end up switching from the drug that they start. Either patient is not tolerating that drug, has significant side effects, or they're not responding to the treatment.
Some patients try to tough out the side effects of their medication, but if your treatment is becoming unmanageable and impacting daily life, it's important to talk with your doctor. Your doctor may decide if it's appropriate to adjust your dose or consider another medication that may be a better fit. If this sounds familiar or to learn more, visit whataboutmycml.com for resources to help you talk to your doctor to find a treatment option that is right for you or a loved one.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. And yes, Dallas did good. I'm pretty impressed. I'm not ready to say Cooper Rush needs to replace Dak Prescott. It took a long time. I think it wasn't until third quarter that we finally scored a touchdown. Our defense was fantastic against the Giants, but it was the Giants. Sorry, guys. So, I'm not ready to start changing the whole roster, but Cooper Rush did a good job. He's been filling in pretty nicely, and we need a little bit of luck this season. So I'm especially with everything we've gone through. So pretty cool. Thank you for the reach out. Go Dallas. Okay, so doctor kickbacks. This is something that keeps being brought up in the news, and we have another headline about doctors and their kickbacks. Now, I'm kind of naive because I got into medicine when every now and then we would maybe get some lunch. Somebody would bring lunch in, there would be these dinners where you could go and learn about a drug, and the marketing company would pay for the meal for you to sit and get a lecture. And then there were disclaimers, so you knew who sponsored it. You knew this wasn't supposed to be, look, this is the new science. This was just the data we have. And, you know, to get a doctor to leave their family for an evening and to learn about a drug, it does take a little bit of coaxing. And it, we're busy people, and there are a lot of drugs. But I went to a couple of these dinners because I didn't have time during my busy day to try to summarize all the data on these things. And when a physician who I worked with and who I trusted when it came to my patients said, look, this is what I've seen, and they give a personal experience with it, you know, and you trust them. I mean, I would only go to the ones where I really, really trusted, you know, not somebody like, oh, I'm just going to say it just because it's there and it's, you know, I could pretend I used the drug. I mean, if it was somebody I knew and trusted, it was valuable information. But when pharmaceutical reps would come into my office, I didn't have time for their pitch. My patients are waiting. And I told them, I go, you know, the patients could hear you talking to me about a drug while they've been waiting. And I tried to limit the wait. I didn't want to be one of those doctors where the patients were in the room and then I would come in an hour later. And I've seen doctors. I've taken my kids to doctors who would do that, and I hate that. I would always be there before the first patient. So the patient wouldn't even see me. I'm like, I'm here. I would be there before the patients come in so I could take care of the patients. And I rarely took a lunch hour. And when I did my show, I would make sure that, you know, the patient's first schedule was 11 a.m. if I got off at 11. And I just didn't want people waiting. So I thought it would be really rude to listen to, you know, information on a new drug. The problem is I do need to learn about the new drugs. When you guys tell me that you're on these drugs that are helping you lose weight for diabetes, you expect your doctor to know about it. The problem is there's so much reading and there's so much that it really is nice to be able to kill a couple birds with one stone, where you could talk to other providers about it, you could talk to them about their experience with the drug, and you could actually get some dinner in. So I went to a few of these dinners. Were they kickbacks? Well, what's the difference between marketing and a kickback? Well, marketing, for example, you go to a concert or a conference and you get swag. You get a free T-shirt. Is that a kickback? It's a free article of clothing? Or is it marketing? When they would give me a pen, I'd be out of a pen. They had a pen, but the pen had the name of the medication. That's marketing. But is it a kickback? Well, it depends on the lawsuit, and it depends on the lawyers arguing the case. But when you guys buy soda pop, and you get a cup, and that cup has marketing, and that cup is a reusable cup, that's marketing. It's not a kickback. So there's a very, very fine line between swag, between, you know what, we're going to, you know, pay for dinner, you get to learn about it, and we're paying you for your time to listen to us. We're not asking you to write the drug, per se. We're not demanding it in return. We just are paying you for your time to give us a couple hours. Well, that's worth something. To me, a kickback in medicine is for every prescription you write, we're giving you money. Now, that's against the law. You can't do that. And any doctor who takes that deal is unethical. Well, now, Merck came in talking to me about Vioxx, and I'm like, guys, I got to tell you, I don't think I like the drug too much. My patient's blood pressure's going up. I'm not feeling this one. I'm probably not going to write it. I remember the rep looking at me very upset. But I'm like, I'm sorry, I'll be honest with you. You know, they came into the office and went to talk to me about it. They go, you're not writing Vioxx that much. I go, it's because I'm noticing it's messing with the blood pressure, and later Vioxx was taken off the market. Same thing with Meridia, blood pressure a weight loss medication. People are on Meridia, and the rep's like, why aren't you writing Meridia? I go, because the blood pressure is going up. I don't think I like it. Zizal, my patients were soiling themselves, sharding, you know, because they would be passing fatty gas, disgusting. I'm like, I'm not going to be writing the, oh my gosh, what was it? Not Zizal. Zizal is an allergy medication. Oh my gosh. It was that fat medication. It was a fat lowering medication that's now over the counter. Forget the name. But I'm like, no, I'm not feeling it. Sorry. So if I don't want to write a drug, I'm not going to write it. And the reason why most doctors are not at risk for that type of unethical behavior is because our license comes first. And our patients, obviously. But we do anything to violate our license. If we do anything unethical, then we can't help patients. Then we're good to know patients. So you got to make sure that your license doesn't get affected or taken away. And so you got to go by the book. Otherwise, you can't be a doctor at all. So Biogen is going to pay $900 million to settle doctor kickback allegations. They're not admitting fault, but they have been allegedly in violation by paying kickbacks to doctors to persuade them to prescribe multiple sclerosis drugs. Biogen is going to pay more than $843 million to the federal government and more than $56 million to 15 states for overbilling Medicare and Medicaid insurance programs. Now, that actually is fraud. That, if you are overbilling Medicare and Medicaid, that's some criminal activity. But also, they have to pay, the majority of this was over doctor kickbacks. Now, the alleged lawsuit said that physicians got speaking fees, consulting fees, and they were bought meals. And those were actually kickbacks. Now, here's the thing, though, with speaking fees. If you are asking a physician to be a marketer, to spend a few hours of their time to discuss a drug and go over data, then you need to... you are going to have to pay them. If you're using if I do any advertising for somebody, they are going to have to pay me for my time. And if that doctor seems to actually like the medication and use it, you know, and endorsements, there are endorsements. People endorse tennis shoes. They endorse, and things all the time. When is it a kickback and when is it an endorsement? And so, this, like I said, if the lawsuit alleges from January 2009 to March 2014, Biogen paid physicians speaking fees, consulting fees, and bought them meals. Well, I get when it comes to a prescription, you want to make sure it's an open slate. But for a doctor, sometimes to learn about a new drug, when they're busy, they're not going to learn about a new drug. And I think doctors need to learn about these new drugs. You don't want it in a biased setting. But these new class of drugs, the main way I learned about them was by taking that time out of my busy day to get a slideshow. So I don't know. I'd like to get more details. But to me, kickback is, look, you know, you write X number, we're going to pay you money for that. But to pay a doctor for their time to discuss a drug and teach others about it, that doctor can't do it for free. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Florida's west coast is bracing for Hurricane Ian as the storm passes over western Cuba with 125-mile-per-hour winds. Felipe Pepin at the National Hurricane Center says the storm's path is taking it to a very storm surge-prone part of the state, but that's not the only problem.
There's going to also be significant wind impacts, and then the storm is also not moving very fast off to the north-northeast, and so there's also a significant heavy rainfall threat, not just along the coast, but also well inland over the Florida Peninsula.
The number of Americans who say they're satisfied with how things are going in the United States is up, Gallup putting that number at 21%. It sat at just 13% in June and July as inflation caused pain at the gas pump, grocery store, and other places. The Senate is working to avoid a partial government shutdown today. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and since the recession, I've noticed that a lot of things have been bought. Any house we sold, any, you know, the house we were in, we don't have multiple, but any house we were in, our previous medical building, individuals who looked at it were from China. I'm like, damn, they got money. So it was either people from California who would buy it because they had more money when they would sell the property, or people from China. And over the last decade or so, we've been noticing that individuals from China have been buying up a lot of property in the United States. Why not? As an investment, the prices are going up. Housing prices are soaring. Even though now a lot of homes are going down, still, overall, over time, things are getting more and more expensive. What is it now? The median house in America is about $439,000? Well, alarms have been going off for a while now, and I don't know necessarily what can be done about it or what is being done, but foreign entities buying up American land, I'm sure there are some limitations, because otherwise a foreign country could come in with a lot of money, buy up a bunch of strategic land, and then sadly do something nefarious or, you know, strategic for that country. Well, we're being told that there is some land that was just purchased next to a military base. And this was in North Dakota. Fufeng Group, a Chinese-based manufacturer with close ties to the CCP, purchased 300 acres of land in Grand Forks, North Dakota. They say China now owns nearly 200,000 acres of U.S. agricultural land, which is worth about $2 billion. So a bunch of Republican lawmakers are alerting the Biden administration that this might be a little suspicious. The letter cited a report warning the base has exceptional intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capabilities. But the land was purchased near the base. Recent Fufeng Group, a Chinese-based manufacturer, does have close ties with the Chinese Communist Party, purchased this. And Representative Carlos Jimenez from Florida is leading a group of 51 lawmakers and raising suspicion about the purchase to a letter to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Defense Secretary Janet Yellen, and Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack. The letter cited a report from the United States-China Economic and Security Review Commission warning that the base has exceptional intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capabilities. And they say the presence of a CCP-affiliated corporation near a military installation potentially undermines the integrity of our high-capability military bases, and it jeopardizes our strategic interests. Lawmakers said the CCP-linked firm will have potential advantageous opportunities to perpetrate espionage, including actions and activities carried out under commercial cover or auspices, meaning we're the contractors, there's, you know, obviously with closeness, there's, right, keep your friends closer, but your enemies closer. So, no surprise that they would take advantage, and even if not, if, let's say, this company has nothing to do with China, and they are just like, huh, we're going to buy this land, don't you think China, if we go to war with them, could it all assume over the company? Or could say, this is what you're going to do? I mean, this is a concern. Jimenez and his colleagues called on the department heads to take effective action in addressing the potential national security risks that appear to rise from the purchase. They've asked the department, according to Daily Mail, heads to answer a number of questions, including what actions are being taken by the Department of Defense in cooperation with the U.S. military services and military-based commands to understand and assess potential risks with foreign investments in close proximity to U.S. military bases and other facilities. So criticism of this Fufeng purchase comes as American lawmakers are outspoken about limiting China's ownership of valuable American agricultural land. As of 2019, that was about 200,000 acres. Now we're anticipating it's even more. So they bought this North Dakota land for $2.6 million. That's a drop of, that's pocket change for them. And Air Force Major Jeremy Fox wrote a memo in April characterizing the move as being emblematic of Chinese efforts to install themselves close to sensitive U.S. defense installations. He argued that the Fufeng property is located at just the right location for the company to intercept communications coming from the Air Force base. Some of the most sensitive elements of Grand Forks exist within the digital uplinks and downlinks inherent with unmanned air systems and their interactions with space-based assets. They said such interceptions would present a costly national security risk, causing grave damage to the United States' strategic advantages. Passive collection of these signals would be undetectable, as the requirements to do so would merely require ordinary antennas tuned to the right collecting frequencies. This introduces a grave vulnerability to our Department of Defense installations and is incredibly compromising to U.S. national security. So this is interesting in terms of, you know, how far do you need to be away? You know, I mean, you wonder if, you know, there's like Nellis Air Force Base. That's, you know, near Vegas. And we have a lot of land that and homes and, you know, that have been bought up. And so the proximity to Nellis Air Force Base is really close. There's when you have, you know, the very highly metropolated centers or, you know, metropolitan areas, there, you know, how much distance can you ensure? And I don't know how that would work. How do you prevent Russia, China, Iran, Syria, whoever, anybody that seems to, let's say, not be a fan of the West, how do you prevent them from purchasing land and homes and areas? Now, people would say, oh, well, there's so much. I mean, there's so much. They're not going to acquire that much. In times, they can. Over years, they can. And so here we are with them having thousands and thousands of acres that, if they necessarily, you know, if they do invade Taiwan and we promise to protect Taiwan and we go to war with China, which might happen anyway because I think China's been looking for a reason, they can technically use this farmland as a base. So I'm not sure what the answer is, but it's obviously concerning. And we've been seeing it for a while. I've been seeing it. I'm like, these people from China have money. And they're coming in and they're buying and they're buying it for cash. Just putting cash and the owners are like, hell yeah, take it. Take the house. You'll pay me cash? You'll pay me what I'm offering? Fantastic. And it's something that's been going on for a while. And I know, you know, people have been sounding the alarm. I don't know what the answer is. You guys might know more than I, but it's obviously, you know, very concerning. And we are probably at one of our most vulnerable right now. One, because of what's going on with Russia, what's going on with you know, China, and how we could be looking at World War III. Two is, with the amount of spending and our economy, at some point, which I think that's what China is waiting for, Xi Jinping is waiting for us to have spent so much money that if they do enter into a conflict, America would be like so done with spending that the American public would be like, no, we're not getting involved. So maybe they're just waiting for America to keep spending on Ukraine and spending on college debt and spending on all the stuff they want to spend to the point that when you know, America's like, we're not getting involved, they take advantage. Who knows? That could be an issue. And then also, we're so vulnerable because of our tech. Everything is going to is managed electrically. Everything's managed technologically, cyberly. They could access our water. They could access our electrical grid. They could access everything. And we're so dependent on our tech. 1-877-DOCTOR-VALLEY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'll admit it, when I heard, and I told you guys, at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 3 p.m. Pacific Time, that NASA was going to live stream their DART, the Double Asteroid Redirection Test, to try and attempt to deflect an asteroid's orbit or path, which could save us if anything like Armageddon happened, right, in the movie, where an asteroid was coming our way. I logged on. And I'm watching, and then they go, well, actually, it's not for about another hour and 12 minutes. Well, I saw some patients, and I did some work, and I'm like, okay. Well, when it does happen, I'm going to be there to see it. And I videotaped it, and it did seem to be a little underwhelming. Because all of a sudden, you do see the asteroid, which was kind of cool. And we were looking at the asteroid for a while, and then you see it come, and then it hits the asteroid. And then all of a sudden you just see all, you know, everybody just kind of clapping and hugging. So I don't know what we were expecting. I don't know if we were expecting to see a deflection. I don't know. And so we saw exactly what we should have seen, because it's not like we had a camera. You know, like in reality TV, you actually have a camera watching the reality. So there's not somebody sitting there on the side showing the angle of the impact. So all we were able to do was see the impact of the spacecraft hit Dimorphos head on, which was cool, but I know some of us were a little underwhelmed who were sitting there watching for the last hour and a half. So I get it, because I was a little underwhelmed too. I was like, oh man. But what was fascinating about this is this was launched 10 months ago, and the 1,250-pound spacecraft hit the asteroid at about 15,000 miles per hour. Now, we don't know how much of the momentum was changed, but this was just part one. But it was still a huge, you know, leap for mankind. And so we estimate that it would have caused a move. It's just, we just don't know exactly how much. And we need to test this. It's going to be expensive, but this is something that is so crucial, because whenever we hear that an asteroid is going to make a near miss to the U.S., one asteroid could be enough to level us. The dust, the impact, the earthquakes, the water, the flooding, the toxic cloud, it will end Earth, depending on the size of the asteroid. And so we need to be able to deflect it. We don't necessarily have to destroy it and dig on the asteroid and put a nuke in there like Bruce Willis did. But we do need to be able to figure out a way to deflect it. And people have asked, since the Armageddon movie, why can't we do anything? Why can't we send a rocket that will hit and deflect it? Well, I think in the movie they said, well, because it could deflect it and the pieces could still fall or whatever. I don't know what excuse they made. But using physics and geometry, you know, like whenever you guys play pool or billiards, you know, if you hit something at the right angle, you could deflect it. They could figure this out. And we have the science. So this was a 560-foot across spaceship, which is about half the length of the Eiffel Tower. And that might have caused just enough force to be able to move the trajectory. So we don't have all the data yet. Once they pour through the data, and it may be, look guys, it didn't do much. Okay, well then maybe rather than 560 feet, we need an 1,100 square foot or 1,100 foot spacecraft. Maybe the speed needs to not be 15,000 miles per hour, but 30,000 miles per hour. So, you know, this is a good starting point. It's just, it had to launch 10 months ago. And if we only get a few months notice on some of these asteroids, that could be problematic. But you know what? We start out small. Hopefully we could figure this out. 66 million years ago, according to Vox, an asteroid that was between 6 and 10 miles wide slammed into the waters of the Yucatan Peninsula. They say the energy released had the force of 100 trillion tons of TNT, equivalent to 10 billion Hiroshima nuclear bombs. Mega tsunamis swamped the surrounding coasts. More than 1,000 cubic miles of vaporized rock was blown into the sky. Thermal radiation from the hot air started fires around the globe. And they said it was like being inside an oven with the broiler on. Not that we have anybody who was around 66 million years ago. But that was according to an atmospheric researcher at the University of Colorado. The debris was filled with sulfur droplets. That basically suffocated the atmosphere. It blocked out the sun's heat and light. Global temperatures dropped by 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Photosynthesis stopped, meaning plants weren't making oxygen. And so they believe that's what could have killed off the dinosaurs. And so, you know, smaller asteroids could still cause significant damage. I know that was a 6 to 10 mile wide one. But in 1908, a small meteor, less than 100 feet in diameter, exploded near Siberia. And that was over Tunguska. And they said that was equivalent to 15 megatons of TNT, 1,000 times more powerful than the Hiroshima bomb. The shockwave flattened trees over 830 square miles. And luckily, there weren't a lot of people. It was just the trees. It wasn't a very highly populous area. But if it did explode over the size of New York, millions would have died. Then, in 1980, in 1994, there was the comet Shoemaker-Levy 9 collided with Jupiter, and that made a visible dent. And so, you know, there's been obviously other issues since then, but we, you know, if we could deflect it, that would be pretty damn cool. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are watching and praying for those in Cuba, Florida. We hope people in Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, able to get through the flooding and the damage from the hurricanes. But right now we're watching Ian as it made landfall in western Cuba this morning. It's barreling towards Florida. It is forecast to hit Florida as a Category 4 storm. Remember, Hurricane Katrina hit as a 3. It was a 5 in the Gulf, but it downgraded to a 3 when it hit Louisiana. So a Hurricane 4 would be stronger. Customers at Disney World are already canceling their reservations. Airports closed, like Tampa, I think St. Petersburg. The Bucks are moving their Sunday night game with the Chiefs to Miami to avoid Tampa. But Governor DeSantis in Florida urged residents to not put themselves in harm's way and get the hell out. The state is expecting storm surges, flooding to cause major damages. But a lot of Floridians aren't leaving. Now remember, Floridians, they're pretty tough. You know, they've been through this before. But what complicates matters is there's only one way to evacuate. There's not really, I mean, yeah, maybe some might go south. But if people are going to get the hell out of Dodge and get the hell out of Florida, all you could do is go up the peninsula. Me, I could go to Utah, I could go to Arizona, I could go to California. I could go anywhere 360 degrees to get the hell out of Dodge. But with Florida, all you could do is go up. And these arteries have 50 miles at least of maybe even longer now, of traffic jams. And so one woman posted on TikTok, I have no evacuation plan except thugging it out. I'm going to post updates until I drown or survive. Well, that's not, you know. Others are saying, I got a couple granola bars. I'll catch fish. I mean, some people are making jokes and they're whatever. But, you know, this is some serious stuff. And Florida is, again, it's a peninsula. So you can't just drive east or drive west. You got to go north and then be able to get the hell out. And so a lot of people don't want to be stuck on the highway. They don't want to be stuck without fuel, or they have an electric car, or they don't want to take their chances. So we're expecting this to be pretty, pretty bad, and I just hope people are safe. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.